Leah's here. How are you
in
today?
In the chamber.
Yeah, in the chamber. We'll do that too.
That stuff like that's the chamber.
Yes. No. It's not, it's not unusual for police officers to respond to wild animal calls, but Monday morning a 911 caller reported that something was strange even for Sanford, Florida. Department police officials said they were called out of, to apprehend a male-eating monkey. Apparently somebody in the neighborhood happened to see a monkey and recognized the situation as not normal, called police, who brought in the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Officers used a patrol car to block off the road and shook a water bottle in an attempt to lure the monkey away from the busy street. The tactic worked, but it also led to the monkey getting on top of the patrol car. They decided to begin pulling the molding off of the car. The monkey's owner joined police and wildlife officers, eventually coaxed Zeke the monkey back into his arms. But, oh, that's not all. We're broke out in stories today. We have a Snapchat user in Florida who thought she was saving a turtle's life actually probably killed it.
I actually saw the video.
14-year-old named Kimberly posted video of herself throwing the turtle in the pond. Viewers then pointed out it was actually a tortoise that cannot swim.
No.
During the video, Kimberly proclaims turtle saving is a hobby before tossing the turtle into the water.
She was very pious and snotty about it, too.
See? Reptile, which is found in the deep sea. Sometimes they're okay. Now, look. Find a tortoise on the road, move it to the side of the road. That's okay. They don't belong on a road, but I'm just saying.
You know, and turtles can walk from the edge into the pond if
right.
they need to.
Yeah.
So even
yeah.
if you know, yeah. you're not sure, just set it near the edge of the pond. It'll go its direction it wants to.
Yes.
I like monkeys. They're funny.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Finally today.
I don't think he's celebrating coffee day.
Yeah, really. Jason Hernandez of San Diego has invented Pooch Selfie, an attachment that basically is a squeaky tennis ball for your phone. The idea is that your dog will be mesmerized by the tennis ball and appear to look straight at the camera, leading to the perfect dog selfie. Kickstarter campaign launched to produce the device.
Raised
$20,000.
Neener, neener, neener.
The initial goal is only $7,000. They got $20,000. So, right. So there, broke out an animal story. So what's going on? What's your animal story today?
That is, you see our staff members. You go to our Lost and Found page. You go to our Adoptables page. There's photos on there. What do you think we're doing? We're standing there going, hey, or squeaky toys right above our heads with our cell phones.
Been done. Nothing new.
Yeah, it's nothing new at all. We look like idiots.
Well, he's liable to take the $20,000 from the Kickstarter program and leave. Who knows?
Yeah.
He may
have
in Mexico.
It,
yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Okay. All right. So anyway.
Oh, well, you know, we've done the Pitbull Wellness Package in the past for Brazos County residents. And this year we actually applied for a grant. We have a wonderful new volunteer grant writer that's helping us. And we applied for the Texas Friendly Animal License Plate Grant. And our grant writer kind of helped us come up with the program, expanding on our Pit Bull Wellness program. And for those of you not familiar with our Pit Bull Wellness programs, where a Pit Bull owner could have their animal microchipped and then they get a voucher for spay, neuter, rabies vaccination. We have expanded it to the surrounding counties and then to additional vouchers here in Brazos County. Mm-hmm. So we are actually starting that this Thursday. We will have 25 vouchers for Burleson County residents. And the first location we will be at is Davidson Creek Park in Caldwell this is Thursday, October 1st from 7 a.m. to 11. Bring your dog because we will need to microchip the dog and then you'll get a voucher to take to one of the veterinarians being Dr. McKimmy with the Brazos Valley Mobile Vet, Dr. Stein at Snook Vet Clinic or Dr. Gordon at Caldwell Clinic.
But just the first 25.
So we'll be out at Davidson Creek Park October 1st from 7 to 11. Now, if we don't sell out of the 25 that day, the next location we'll be at is Snook Vet Clinic the next morning, Friday morning from 7 to 11. And if we still haven't sold out, then we'll be at the Caldwell Clinic.
Okay.
From 1 to 5. We're going to get these on our Facebook page today and on our website as well, so you can check them out, and I'll leave you with a copy in case for some reason
someone asks you.
So that's 25 vouchers for Burleson County residents, and then as we you know, sort out and get all the logistics with all the veterinarians in the surrounding counties, we will branch out into, you know, Grimes and Robertson and then again also now, Burleson or Brazos County.
With this voucher, that will make the services free?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a good deal. The microchip in the past, we had you pay for the microchip. The grant is including in that microchip this year. So you just bring your dog out, have it microchipped for free. You get the voucher for free, and you get a spay or neuter and a rabies vaccination with that voucher at one of the participating veterinarians in your county.
That's a great deal.
It is. It is. So bring proof of rabies, or excuse me, bring proof of residence out to the locations. But we'll be out there. I will be out there. Right in
there. You go. Okay.
In Caldwell.
There you go. All right. We'll get some kolaches. There are places to get them over there.
Right?
Yes.
And so that's exciting. So this is the first time. So we're all like, I don't know how this is going to go. But we'll be out there, Davison Creek Park, at 7 o'clock on Thursday morning.
So your funding is coming from the license plates. Is that what I hear?
The Texas Animal Friendly License Plates. Right. So those of you who choose to have those, thank you.
Yeah, your money's being used here locally.
And
now.
We had actually, and that's why it's a larger number of counties than in the past, because we applied for it and they liked our program so much they gave us extra money.
Outstanding.
So we're really fortunate for that. So that's going on. Of course, there's the Bark Leaders here and going on campaigning here in Brazos County for Aggieland Humane Society. Last year, the winning dog, Zap, who is an adopted dog from us and now a nationally accredited search dog, he raised $3,000 last year. The whole campaign itself raised $11,000 for the animals at the shelter. So Bark Leaders is going strong right now. They have till October 10th. Heather, I think, is helping with the
costuming.
Oh, very good.
Year, so.
Now, was that the picture in the paper on Sunday? And he had on overalls and a maroon shirt. Okay.
Yes.
That's great.
So I'm like, I didn't see the paper.
How did you get him to sit still for the picture?
Well, you know, Zap is actually obviously being a search dog is a highly trained dog.
Right.
And most of those dogs, they will sit still. Okay. The first year, we actually used my dogs as the test dummies, so to speak.
Test dog dummies,
Unfortunately, my one, she's passed away now, but she's deaf and half blind. And she was like, sure, I'll just sit here. I smell food.
Okay.
So, you know, they really work out well. Yeah. And in the summer or in the spring, don't get me wrong, we don't want to exclude the cats. We'll have the perfect pageant in the spring for the cats. It's the same idea.
That's cute.
It is. And those photos you could see, the cats are in our cat building as soon as you walk in, and they have royalty photos
taken there.
So, Wiener Fest October 24th. Mark your calendars. Get your sponsorships in or your vendor booths as well. Go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, for more information, or find us on Facebook, Aggieland Humane Society. Visit us at 5359 Leonard Road.
That's spectacular. So now, after you do Burleson County, you'll do
surrounding counties. There's some space in between each of them. This will be over the course of the next 8 months.
Okay.
So just watch. I will announce, of course.
Outstanding.
And watch our Facebook page as well.
Very good. Thanks.